之前我想请各位给我一个很诚实的回答。
I want an honest answer from you before my sermon.
按照圣经的教导，人从父母生下我们以后一直到断气的时候，这个段时间我们叫做今生。
So according to the teaching, from cradle to grave, we call the present life.
从进入坟墓以后的接下来叫做永世。
And then from the tomb to eternity.
这两段的时间里面，假设你必须做一个选择，你觉得是今生比较重要呢，还是永世比较重要？
Given the choice, present life is more important or eternity?
你觉得今生比较重要的，请你现在举手。
Please raise your hand if you consider present life is more important.
就两位而已，三位。
Only three people.
Okay, 谢谢谢谢。
Thanks, three people.
你觉得永世比较重要的，请你举手。
You think eternity is more important? Please raise your hand.
哦，谢谢。但是有一些人不举手，今生跟来世都非常重要，还是都不重要啊
？What about those people didn't raise their hand at all? Not important or all important?
不过看起来我们的统计数字是觉得永世比较重要的人占的比较多一点。
According to statistics, most people favor eternity.
如果今生很苦的话。那我相信对永世的盼望一定希望至少永世一定要快乐的。
So if you suffer in the present life, then more you're looking forward to eternity.
如果今生很快乐的人呢，他更是希望永世一定要快乐，因为必须要继续乐下去啊。
If you're happy at present life, you expect more in the eternity also.
我们都知道，如果今生你要快乐的话，你要及早你就要开始要奋斗。
If you want to be happy now, you need to strive early on.
所以这些年轻人，你的父母为什么常常会要求你去读书？原因就在这里。
Why your parents are nagging young people to study hard?
就是希望你要是希望你今生能够快乐呢，你现在开始早一点的时候，你要奋斗，要努力。这样的话呢，你的未来的日子才会快乐的。
You want to set the foundation for future happiness by study hard.
短暂的要看长远的。
So if you look.From now, short term versus long term.
那我们再问，如果你盼望你永世是很快乐的话呢，那你今生一定要必须要努力的。
If you expect happiness in eternity, you have to work hard in present life.
我们用今生来投资永世。
We invest present life to eternity.
而且你必须要投资的正确。
And you have to invest wisely.
而且你要奋斗努力。
And you have to work hard.
我们的年轻人，你知道你的父母为什么这样的要求你，希望你好好的读书，要能够努力向上，因为他们害怕等到你年老的时候，他们不在的时候呢，你如果因为年轻的时候不努力啊，你在那里可能变成一个流浪汉。
So your parents want you to study hard because they're concerned when they're gone you'll be a homeless if you don't work hard.
所以他才会常常要求你，你要必须努力，要努力，要奋斗。
That's why they're nagging at you all the time to study hard.
我是一个传道人，所以我希望在永世的时候呢，我所服侍的弟兄姐妹看到我的时候对我指指点点。
I preach for eternity. I wish in eternity my brother and sister would point it to me.
说你在那以前活着的时候，你怎么教我们教错误的思想
？I don't want them to point at me if you, brother and sister accuse me of teaching the wrong thing.
就像你的父母在现在一直的只要求你，这要求的你听起来很不舒服。
Just like you don't like your parents nagging at you all the time.
但是你的父母有一个把握，就是你年老的时候，你不会说你为什么那时候指指点点跟我说那些话，我不喜欢听的话。
But your parents are certain when you get old, you will understand.
如果他讲的话是真话的话，你到你年老的时候，你会很感谢他们的。
They are telling the truth. They hope you will appreciate them when you get older.
那。真正的话开始听起来一定是不好听的。
Sometimes truth may not sound pleasant to the ears.
等到你真正需要的时候，你才发现那些话真的有价值。
Once you face reality, then you understand you should have listened to them.
所以有时候我跟你讲信息的时候呢，我会讲叫做今生之道。
Sometimes my message about present life.
这种听起来很舒服的。
It sounds good.
但是如果跟你讲永世之道的话，你听起来一定不会很舒服的。
If I preach about eternity, sometimes it may not sound wonderful.
因为那个好像很遥远，跟我现在没有什么关系的。
Because it sounds distant, not related to present life.
我必须先打个招呼，今天要讲的就是永世之道。
I'm warning you, I'm talking about eternity.
所以你有这样的预备的心，你来听的话，你就不会太失望了。
Prepare your heart so that you won't be disappointed.
今生之道你听完以后很愉快，但是两个礼拜以后你就忘记了。
It sounds good to listen about present, but you forget right away.
当然也是有需要的，但是呢，并不能用很久的。
It's necessary to talk about present, but it may not last.
好，我们今天来看今天的经文，马可福音第七章。
The verses is in Mark chapter 7.
三十一节到第三十七节。
Verse 31 to 37.
第三十一节，耶稣又离了推罗的境界，经过西顿，就是从低加波利境内来到加利利海。
Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon, down to the Sea of Galilee and into the region of Decapolis.
三十二节，有人带着一个耳聋舌结的人来见耶稣，求他按手在他身上。
There are some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged him to place his hand on the man.
耶稣领他离开众人到一边去，就用指头探入他的耳朵，吐唾沫抹他的舌头。
After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his finger into the man's ear. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue.
望天叹息，对他说：“以法大，就是说，开了吧。”
He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, "Ephphatha," which means "be open."
他的耳朵就开了，舌结也解了，说话也清楚了。
At this, the man's ear were opened.His tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly.
耶稣嘱咐他们不要告诉人，但他越发嘱咐，他们越发传扬开了。
Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone, but the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it.
众人分外稀奇，说他所做的事都好，他连聋子也叫他们听见，哑巴也叫他们说话了。
People were overwhelmed with amazement.He has done everything well, they said. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak.
这段的经文里面有三个为什么，如果你都知道的话，你今天就可以，现在就可以离开的。
There are three whys in these verses. If you know the answer, then you can leave now.
耶稣离开了推罗，第三十一节，耶稣离开推罗的境界，经过西顿，从低加波利来到加利利海，这是一段很长的旅程。
It's a long way from Tyre to Sidon all the way through the region of Decapolis.
也就是说从今天的地中海的海边呢，一直走到叙利亚，然后再往叙利亚再往南边走到加利利海。
It's from the Mediterranean shore all the way to Syria and to the Sea of Galilee.
这些地区在当时来讲都是外邦人所住的地方。
It's inhabited by Gentile at that time.
所以耶稣事实上是已经到外邦人的地方去传福音了。
So Jesus was preaching in the Gentile region.
等到他回到他自己的家乡加利利海的时候呢，有人就带着一个耳朵聋了、舌头没有办法说话的人来见耶稣，而且呢，对他要求，希望他按手在这个人的身上。
So after he returned to his hometown, the Sea of Galilee, a people brought a deaf and mute to him and asked him to place his hand on the man.
为什么这些人会要求？耶稣放按手在他的身上，因为什么？因为这个人，过去这些人都看见耶稣对病人的医治的时候，都是按手在他的身上。
Why they beg him to place his hand on the man? Because they saw Jesus the miracle by placing the hands on the sick.
然后耶稣呢，却怎样把他领离开了众人，到一边去，然后用指头探入他的耳朵，然后吐唾沫，把他抹在他的舌头上面。
But Jesus took them away from the crowd and put his finger into the man's ear. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue.
这是第一个问题。
First question.
为什么耶稣不按手呢？为什么耶稣要不在众人面前行神迹，却把他带到单独一个旁边去呢？然后接下来为什么耶稣用他的指头把他挖耳朵，然后甚至用口水啊抹在他的舌头上面呢？
Why Jesus did not place his hand on the man? Why he took him away?And why he put his finger into the ear, and why he spit and touched the man's tongue.
如果你有需要的话，耶稣用手挖你的耳朵，你大概不会觉得很反对。
If you have need, probably you won't object to Jesus putting his hand into your ears.
但是耶稣吐口水抹你的舌头，我想你会想一想要不要啊。
But you probably felt it repulsive if he spit and touch your tongue.
我示范那个动作给你看一下。
Let me demonstrate to you.
把他舌头拉出来，抹一抹，再放回去。
Diddle.
这个青少年，他们一定会讲 yuck.
Yeah, young people will say yuck.
这是耶稣从来没有做的方法。以前他用按手就可以医治的，他就不要按手。然后呢？他以前都在众人面前说、哦、你的信救了你，或是说按手在众人面前做，但他却把他带到旁边去。
He hasn't done this. Usually he would say your faith has saved you, or just put his hand on their head.
而且他用指头用他的口水，这些是都以前都不用这种方法做的。
He never spit or touched the tongue.
为什么他要这样做呢？
Why now he did those?
如果知道举手。
Please raise your hand if you have the answer.
你只要举三次手，你就可以离席，没有关系的。
You can raise your hand three times, then you can leave.
好，第二个 why， 第二个问题呢，在第三十四节，他做完这些事情以后呢，他就看着天，然后呢，深深的叹息。
And the second question, he looked to the heaven with a deep sigh.
为什么他要叹息呢
？Why he had a deep sigh?
知道第二个答案的，请举手。
Anybody know?
是不是他觉得后悔了？哎呀，刚才实在不应该弄那种不卫生的方法把他医治了。
Maybe he regretted his spitting.
所以这是第二个问题。
This is the second question.
然后呢，第三个问题是，当他医治完了以后呢，他却严严的要求他们说，你们不可以去告诉任何人。
And the third question, Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone.
这是如果你知道第三个问题，你也可以举手。
Do you know why? Raise your hand.
都没有人知道，所以我们继续留下来。
So everybody has to stay.
事实上，这段时间已经是第三年耶稣的侍奉，第三年了。
This is into the third year of Jesus' ministry.
也就是说，这一年一过以后呢，他就要被钉十字架，他要死、复活，然后升天，就离开他们了。
Soon he will be nailed to the cross and ascended to heaven.
所以第三年事实上已经进入一个叫做密集式的教导他的门徒。
So he was pretty intensive in his teaching to his disciples.
你们想想看， 这一年一过以后他就离开了，然后呢，教会所有的事情，上帝的旨意的事情，全部就这十二个人去执行，然后把教会建立到今天，现在成为全世界普遍的一个信仰。
Jesus will be gone within a year, and the church will be left to the 12 disciples to the present date.
所以这一年的剩下的这一年，他全部的集中的精神就是在他的门徒身上。
So time is urgent. He put all his effort into the teaching to his disciples.
如果耶稣那个时候只想到满足他们今生的需要的话，耶稣不会做这种事情的。
If Jesus thought about the present life, he wouldn't have done such things.
耶稣在那个时候他就看到永远的事情。
He saw eternity.
他今天已经两千年了，耶稣所看到的永远的事情，现在确确实实看见效果出来了。
So 2000 from then, we saw what he predicted, what he has done, the fruit.
所以第三年以后呢？耶稣所做的每一件事情，不是为着那些人，不是为了那个耳朵聋的、舌头讲不出话，不是为了这个人。
It's not about the deaf and mute.
也不是为着旁边看的人。
Not about the crowd.
是为着他的门徒。
It's basically for his disciples.
耶稣吩咐我们说：“你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。”
Make disciple to everybody to the world.
所以我们被耶稣拯救了以后呢，我们是不是停留在只是做一个基督徒，而是要做耶稣的门徒。
So after we're saved, we're not just Christian, we are his disciples.
门徒是为着永远的事情在奋斗的。
Disciple work for eternity.
在勇士的里面， 你要过怎么样的一个日子呢？就看你 今生你怎么样做门徒。
The life in eternity depends on your present life as a disciple.
如果我们做家长，我们现在看我们的孩子，你就可以试着去理解耶稣的心情。
So look at our children, then you can understand Jesus.
我们把很重要的事情，他们看不到的，告诉他们，他们有时候听不下去。
We told our children about the future, they haven't seen yet. They didn't want to listen at this point.
但是我们知道这个是太重要了。
but we know they're all important.
所以我们至少不厌其烦地常常地告诉他们，苦口婆心地告诉他们。
That's why we keep on nagging about those important things to them.
当耶稣带领这个门徒的时候，这个耳聋舌瘸的人来到他面前的时候呢，耶稣不照人家的过去的习惯的方式来做他要做的事情。
That's why when the deaf and mute was brought to him, he didn't do according to what he's done before.
耶稣在告诉门徒什么事情呢？
What is telling his disciple through this?
就是你们的信仰生活不要成为一种习惯性一成不变的那种老套。
So your spiritual life is not just a ritual.
这位上帝他有他自己完全的自由主义，他自己想做什么他就想要做什么，不是由人来吩咐他做什么。
God is almighty, he's sovereign.
所以我们祷告的时候，我们不要常常要求说，上帝啊，所有这些事情我都做好，你只要做这一件跟这一件，其他的我来负责。
So when we pray, we shouldn't just ask God for some specific thing.
那你如果不照我做，我会发脾气的。
So you shouldn't ask God to be your own way.
上帝不喜欢人家来控制他，约束他，只能限定他做他你想要他做的事情。
We shouldn't restrict God what to do or what not to do.
他行做万事啊，但凭己意。
According to his will.
所以他没有在众人的面前行这个神迹，却把他带到一边去。
That's why he did it differently this time.
他用他的指头啊，他讲到是用两个指头挖两个耳朵，因为有两个耳朵，所以用两个指头或者更多的指头，不是一个指头，挖他的两个耳朵。
So he used his finger poking both ears.
耳朵聋的里面有很多的原因。
There are many reasons to be deaf.
但是其中有一个原因就是他的耳朵堵塞了，所以他要挖。
Sometimes your ear canal is blocked so that you cannot hear. That's why he dig.
我不知道你们有没有经验挖耳屎。
Anybody digging the earwax?
有时候真的耳屎多的时候呢，你听力会下降的。
Sometimes the earwax may muffle your hearing.
所以这个动作就是要把它里面堵塞的东西把它挖出来。
This is an action to remove the obstruction, the blockage.
所以他是用一个不一样过去不一样的方式来面对这件事情，所以事实上就是说这件事情变成对门徒来讲是一个很强烈的很新鲜的一件事情，他们会记得住的一件事情。
So there's something different and fresh doing this way so that it can make impression on the disciples.
所以我们读圣经的时候看到一个很不寻常的事情的时候，为什么上帝要把它摆在那里，就表示那个里面它有一个很特殊很强烈的意义要告诉我们。
Why God puts the unusual thing in the Bible? God wants to teach us specific lessons.
因为耳朵堵塞了以后呢，所以必须要把它堵塞的东西把它挖出来。
Jesus has removed the blockage from the ear.
事实上，在这里要告诉我们一个，就是说，这个人听不见声音，而且听不见上帝的声音。
This deaf and mute cannot hear the voice of God.
所以因为有堵塞在里面，所以必须把它挖出来。
So we have to remove the blockage.
我们活在这个世界，我们每天听很多的声音。
We're listening all the time in this world.
这个世界有这个世界的声音。
The voice from this world.
这个世界的声音一直的进来，一直进来，就把我们的耳朵堵塞住了。
So we're blocked by the constant noise from this world.
我们的耳朵里面就塞满了这个世界的声音，再也听不到其他的声音。
Occupied by this world, and we cannot hear other voices.
几年前的时候，我看见很多年轻人，每一个人耳朵都会塞一个 iPod 还是什么东西的啊，音响就塞在耳朵，走路的时候就能摇啊摇，晃啊晃。
So years back, every young man has earbud in their ears for their iPod.
现在好像比较少了。
Now it seems a little bit less popular that way.
那个时候，那个父母要跟他讲话，要用喊的，不然他听不到的。
At that time, the parents want to tell them they have to yell, otherwise they couldn't listen a word.
因为他们的耳朵那个时候被这个世界的声音已经塞满了。
The ears are blocked by the sound of the world.
像我那个时候，我公司里面有人上班在那听收音机。
Sometimes my fellow workers listen to the radio while working.
他们都听同样一个人，叫做 Rush Limbaugh.
They listen to Rush Limbaugh.
他们整天就听他的声音，一直讲，一直讲。
They listen to him all the time, all day long.
他们的耳朵塞满了。
So they're blocked by his comments.
他们听不到其他的声音。
They couldn't hear others.
所以这里是给我们看见一个图画，就是这一个人代表的就是这个世界上的人。
So this picture paints a person of the world.
他的耳朵被塞满了，被这个世界的声音塞满了。
So blocked by the voices and noises from this world.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有这样的感受哈？我们的耳朵好像对这个世界呢？非常容易吸收东西啊！只要哪边到随便有人在聊什么东西，也很有兴趣，就当他听听，然后就把那些东西就当做道理，就听进去了，就留在里面。
Brother and sister, are we all very susceptible to the world to the sound of the world?
但是听上帝的话语的时候呢，就听不太进去。
But sometimes we don't pay the same attention to God's word.
所以这个耳聋呢，就是事实上是告诉我们。对于上帝的声音呢，他是耳聋的，他听不见上帝的声音。
So this deafness symbolized our deafness to God's voice.
所以耶稣在那里把他里面的堵塞呢，把他挖出来。
That's why Jesus poked the ears.
当然，下一个动作，耶稣吐他的口水。我相信不会是他把他嘴巴打开，口水吐到那个嘴巴里面去啊。我想是吐口水在手里啊，把舌头拉出来，在上面抹。
So next time spitting, probably spit his saliva into his hand, then touched the deaf and mute.
当他的耳朵可以开始听到神的声音的时候，接下来第二件事情就是把他的舌头拉出来，用耶稣的口水抹在他上面。
So after he can listen, then the next step is to put his saliva onto the man's tongue.
如果你当场看到这样的事情的话，你一辈子不会忘记的。
If you witness such thing, you will remember for the rest of your life.
这里就有一个属灵的意义在里面。
So there's a spiritual meaning.
因为这个人没有办法讲话。
Because he was deaf and mute.
他没有办法表达他自己。
He could not express himself.
所以耶稣用这种方法要医治他。
By healing him.
耶稣的口水是什么意思呢？
What's the significance of God's spit?
因为从神口里所出的一切话就是神的话语。
That representing the word from God.
耶稣把他的口水就是神的话语抹在他的舌头上面。
Jesus spit is God's words onto this man's tongue.
我们的舌头事实上一天要讲很多很多的话。
We talk a lot with our tongues all day long.
平均一个男人一天要讲3000句话。
On average, men speak 3,000 words.
妇女的话要一天要讲8000句话。
Woman, 8,000 words.
所以要讲很多的话的时候，你就很释放的一直讲，要把今天的 quota 把它用完。
So you have to speak those quotas, 3,000 versus 8,000 every day.
我们一个没有遇见上帝的人的话呢，我们的嘴巴呢可以讲世界的事情，讲得非常的痛快。
Before knowing God, we were just talking about worldly things all day long.
从林黛玉《红楼梦》开始谈，风花雪月可以讲不完的。
From Twilight and so on and so forth.
我们的舌头是非常的灵活的。
So we all have active tongues.
但是要叫他讲上帝的话，讲不出来，舌头就打结了。
But sometimes when you try to talk about gospel, you are tongue-tied.
因为什么呢？因为我们的嘴巴里面没有上帝的话语。
Why? Because we don't have enough God's words in us.
所以有时候我们请一个人来祷告的时候，他很难祷告的。
So sometimes we ask people to pray, and there's always difficulty to pray in front of others.
这个讲到就是一个舌头打结的人。
That's tongue-tied.
很奇怪的事情，我们向着世界的时候，我们耳朵很灵光，我们的舌头也很灵活。
So to the world, our ears and tongues are fine.
但是我们一转向上帝的时候，我们耳朵是聋的，舌头是结的。
But facing God, sometimes we're deaf to His voice.
所以耶稣在这里用这样的方法把他耳朵打通了，让他能够听到神的话。
So that's why Jesus opened his ear to listen to God's words.
将他的口水抹在他的舌头上，也就是将神的话放到他的嘴里面去。
And put God's words into his tongue.
他就可以讲出 神要听的话语来。
Then we can speak according to God's will.
他就可以跟神有真正的交流。
So we can communicate with God.
所以这个就是耶稣在他身上，这个耳聋舌结人的身上所行的真正的意思，在这个地方。
That's the miracle for the miracle. That's the true meaning of the miracle on this deaf and mute people, a person.
也就是说，我们一个普通的人。愿意转向神的人需要经过这个看起来很不文雅的很不卫生的一个动作一个很看起来不干净的一个动作才能够转化过来
So we need to turn to God through these seemingly repulsive ways
你有没有用过你的一根指头去挖一个陌生人的耳朵挖看看
Have you tried to poke your finger into a stranger's ear?
你会不会嫌他的耳朵里面很太脏你不敢去挖
Probably you're concerned about, well, it's unsanitary.
说不定他也认为你的手不太干净。
Maybe he will think your fingers too dirty for his ear.
然后再用口水去抹他的舌头，我想感觉也都是不干净的事情。
What about touching the tongue with your own saliva?
也就是我们一个人要从这个世界转向神的时候呢，这个洁净的不干净，把这污秽的东西拿掉的是必须要做的。
So we have to remove the uncleanness, turning to God.
在我们礼拜四的查经里面有一位姐妹。
So during our Bible study on Thursday, one sister have a question.
她一直有一个障碍。
So we have some obstruction or difficulties.
她没有办法祷告，在人的面前祷告。
So he had a hang up praying in front of others.
后来我们就给她折中的一个办法说，那这样好了，我们祷告的时候呢，轮到你的时候呢，你就读一段圣经当做你的祷告。
So I suggest her just read a verse in Bible for her prayer.
我们也就这样继续的这样的方法，让她用这样方法来祷告。
So she started praying this way.
她事实上心里面也很急，她也很希望她能够祷告。
She was anxious to pray in front of others.
有一天，我们就请每一个人分享我们每一次读的那一章的圣经。
So once we shared our Bible study together,
请每一个人讲他读完那段圣经的感想。
So let's just discuss our own impression from the Bible verses.
大家花精神在那里读那段的圣经。
So you just share with others what you learned from the verses.
最后我就说，我们每一个人就用我们对读这段圣经的感想，我们来祷告好不好
？So at the end, I said, why don't we just use our understanding as our own prayer.
所以每一个人就开始祷告了。
So we pray individually.
当轮到这位姐妹的时候呢，我们以为她也开始要读一段圣经给我们听。
So once it's her turn, we thought she would be quoting Bible verses again.
奇迹发生了。
Miracles happened.
她开始祷告了。
She started praying.
因为上帝的话语已经抹在她的口中了。
Because she had God's words in her.
所以她可以很释放的就祷告出来了。
So she was relieved to praise on her own.
当上帝的话语进入你的口中，就有这样的奇妙的作为。
So when God's words into you, you will experiencing the miracle transformation.
我们其实有很多人说，其实我也可以祷告啊。
Some people don't think it's a big deal to pray.
但是你注意听，那个祷告都是为着今生的事情。
Most people just pray for the present life.
我需要一份工作，上帝啊。
For example, pray for your work.
我希望加薪啊，上帝帮忙。
Pray for race.
我的儿子不听话，请你管教。
Pray for obedience from our children.
我的丈夫不听啊，请你修理。
Pray for obedience from your husband.
所以都是我今生的事情。
It's all about me and present life.
这个里面呢，这个祷告里面没有上帝的话语。
There's no God's will in the prayer.
所以有了上帝的话语的时候，你一祷告，上帝就能够听得到。
If you pray according to his will, he will listen.
所以这个耳聋和舌结的症结就在这个地方。我们的耳朵被这个世界堵塞住了，听了世界上太多的东西。
So that's the source of deaf and mute, because we're obstructed by the world's noises and the world's view.
我们口中没有上帝的话语，所以我们没有办法真正的倾心吐意的跟神有很亲密的交流。
There's no words in our heart, so we have no fellowship with God.
所以刚才要回答的问题里面，他说，耶稣就做完这个事情的时候，耶稣就 看着天，然后就发出一个很深的叹息出来。
That's why Jesus looked up to the heaven with a deep sigh.
耶稣看这个人，不是只有看到这个人而已。
So Jesus looks through this person.
他看到所有的人。
He looks through everyone.
这世上的人，在上帝的面前，都是耳聋舌结的人。
So everyone in this world, just like this deaf and mute person.
他看着这个人，他看见了，这应该是按照他自己的形象和样式所造的人，怎么今天落到这样的地步呢？
Jesus pitied us, even though we were created in God's image.
世上的人站在上帝的面前，却是一个耳聋舌结的人。
We are his creation, but why now we are deaf and mute in front of them?
这个伤心只有做父母的人能够经验得到。
So this kind of disappointment probably only parents can.
特别是父母年纪已经大了，他一辈子为着孩子付上那么大的心血，结果呢，养出来是一个不孝子，一点都不上进的孩子。
Instead, once you invested all your life for your children, but they turn out to be prodigal sons, and you can imagine the disappointment.
到那种年纪的时候，他的父母也只就无可奈何。我能再做什么呢？
And they're too old to do anything.
他们当然会发出一个深深的叹息。
And of course, at that time, the parents will, with a deep sigh.
上帝看世上的人，他就是发出这样的叹息。
That's why God looked at us and had a deep sigh.
本来人类可以跟他非常的流畅的交流。
We're supposed to have close fellowship with God.
但是这个耳聋舌结的人，事实上就是这样的一个光景。所以耶稣在这样的情况之下发出这样的叹息，所以从这个叹息里面对着这个人说：“开了吧。”
So that's why with a deep sigh he said, "Ephphatha," which means be open.
希望他的耳朵能够被开通
，so that our ears can be open.
希望他的舌头能够灵活
，so our tongue can speak his words.
你在这里看见耶稣的心，他何等渴望人能够跟他有亲密的交流。
So Jesus longing for our close fellowship with him.
所以每一个被他的恩典把耳朵打开，把他的舌解开的人，能够称对这位上帝说阿爸父的时候。他的心何等的满足。
So once we receive his grace to open our ears and tongues and cry to him, Abba Father, so how happy he will be.
接下来耶稣就嘱咐他们说不可以去告诉任何人。
Then Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone.
因为这个时候他的名声已经传扬开了。
Because right now he has a reputation to perform miracles.
但是他被钉十字架的时间还没有到。
But his time is yet to come.
他必须趁剩下那一段短短的时间，赶快的帮让他的门徒能够成长起来。
So with limited time, he was eager to help his disciple grow spiritually.
他仍然有许多事情必须要教导他们。
He still have much to teach to them.
如果他的名声传扬太过分的时候呢，在耶路撒冷的宗教人士呢，就会用政治的手段将他处死。
And his fame will brought political persecution sooner.
他现在不是要把名声传开，他现在的重点是在门徒的身上。
He's not concerned about fame. He's more concerned about disciple training.
耶稣对基督徒要成长成为门徒呢，是非常的迫切的。
So it's an urgent need for us to grow as a disciple.
是有时间的约束的。
It's a time restraint.
他必须在那一个时间里赶快的让这些人成为真正神能够使用的门徒。
He need to finish the training by the end of his ministry on earth.
如果一般的人的思想里面想说，耶稣，你的名声已经传扬这么开的话，那为什么不开一个大型的布道会呢？
Why don't you just why Jesus not just doing an evangelical meeting to the multitudes?
耶稣所做的每一件事情，完全是按照天父的时间表。
Jesus is doing God's will in His time.
一位无所不在的上帝却来到这个地上为着人、啊、被受约束再受约束。
God is omnipresent, but Jesus came to the earth as a restricted human body.
在这里我们若看刚才36节和37节，会觉得说那些人更把他的事情传扬出去。
But the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it.
甚至那些人还说他所做的事都好，他连聋子也叫他们听见，哑巴也叫他们说话。
People were overwhelmed with amazement. He has done everything well, he said. He even made the deaf hear and the mute speak.
弟兄姐妹，我们如果只是很清淡的看这件事情，以为这些人也不错啊，他们还称赞耶稣嘞。
So if you look at lightly, we think they are praising Jesus. It's good.
盼望我们当中的弟兄姐妹，我们不要做这种等次的人。
So we should dig deeper.
他们亲眼看见耶稣行了神迹。
They saw the miracle.
他们曾经听到耶稣亲自的吩咐，说不要传扬他的事情。
They heard his command not to tell anyone.
刚才所讲的这一些人像什么样的人呢？就是他们喜欢做风光的事情，风光的事情，听起来很愉快、很舒服的事情。
So those multitude are just like people. They want to talk about the popular things.
如果在教会里面每一个基督徒都想做风光的事情的话，这个教会会败坏的。
So if we go to the worldly view, just being popular, then the church will just decay.
甚至你听他们所讲的话，其实不错啊，这个话讲的不错，还挺有道理。你看，他还称赞说耶稣所做的事情都是好的。
There are certain merits in like overwhelmed with amazement. They commenting they've done everything well.
他们看见了、听见了这些事情，其实对他们属灵的生命一点改变都没有的。
But those things did not change them spiritually.
他们只是讲一些风光的事情而已。
So you talk about superficial things.
像中国话说啊，只做锦上添花的事情。
So just like apple polish.
教会里面如果常只做锦上添花的，而不做雪中送炭的事情的话，这个教会会垮下去的。
So if you use apple polish and not spreading the real gospel, then the church will not prosper.
如果他们如果在这样的情况，我的推测啊，应该耶稣希望听到的话应该是说你是主。
Because Jesus expect them to say.Jesus is Lord.
他们应该说，主啊，请你医治我，因为我也是一个耳聋，我也是一个舌结的人，在你的面前。
Jesus expect them to say, "I'm deaf, heal me also."
而不是讲这些好听的话。
Instead of just commenting, he has done everything well.
因为这些话对他真正属灵的成长一点帮助都没有。
Doesn't help them grow spiritually at all.
所以我还跟弟兄姐妹讲说，你想听今生的之道呢，还是要听永世之道呢？
So you want to hear prosperity sermon or for eternity?
如果讲今生之道的话，你听起来舒舒服服的回去很高兴，但是过几天就没有用了。
It's very easy listening, but it just like a wind. You won't remember at all after a couple of weeks.
如果在当时只要有一个人到耶稣的面前说：“耶稣，请你医治我属灵的耳聋，请你医治我属灵的哑巴。”
Just one person came forward saying.Heal my spiritual deafness.
我想耶稣的心会完全的释放。
Then Jesus will feel so relieved.
盼望今天的信息你都得到答案，三个答案。
So I hope you got the three answers from my questions.
你用这样的答案来到上帝的面前跟他祷告。
Use those answers in your prayers.
是一个真正的人，听到神的声音，你的耳朵已经被耶稣挖通了，你的舌头已经被神的话充满的时候，你就能够按照这样的态度来向耶稣祷告。
So your ears and tongues are both opened and pray to Jesus.
为着永世，你摆上你那一份。
Pray for eternity.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.